Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Kilayim Daf Samech Beis in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, beginning of Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamavrich Sholish Kfonim V'Koreyem Nirim. So we talk about Avroch, as we spoke in the previous Mishnah. Take a branch from a tree and you put it into the ground, and then it grows in another place. So if you have three branches from three different trees, then you put it to the ground, and then they grew three new trees, these branches are creating six trees. Three going in, three going out. So even though they're coming from the same source, or the same branch, they're still considered to be six trees. And that's what the Mishnah says. If the distance between the trees is 4 to 8 amos, which is the normal distance of a vineyard, they become together to become a vineyard. If not, they're not mitztarf because they have too much of a distance, if it's more than 8 amos. But if it's within 8 amos, it creates a vineyard like six trees, or as we learned earlier, 5 trees that has a 6th one, 6 trees together create 2 rows of a vineyard. Gefet sheyofsho, if you have a vine that's right, asur veda b'kadeshes, there's no isur deraiso, because it's not really growing, but it looks bad. So therefore, there are abundance also. That's called asur, you're not allowed to plant there. But veda b'kadeshes, if you do plant, it doesn't become asur, the seeds that grow are not kilai. Also, cotton that looks a little bit like vine, if you have it on a tree growing on a regular tree, it's also because it looks like you have your vines, like you have your grapes, even though it's not really grape. But because it looks like a gefen, it's oyser, but it's not a kaddish of kilayim. Now, Blazer with Sodok Oyer Bishmoy, he says the name of Rameir, Afal Gafa Gefen also made a kaddish. Also, on top of the vine, it's also Veda B'Kadosh. The Gemara is going to explain which case we're talking about. Eilo Asur V'lo B'Kadosh. Now the Mishnah gives you a list of things that are Asur. You're not allowed to plant there. But if you do plant, it doesn't become Kilayim. It's only Esau D'Rabbanan, not Esau D'Araisu. Boisar Churban HaKerem. Churban HaKerem refers to what we learned earlier, what's called Karachas HaKerem, the bald spot in the Kerem. Meaning if you have a middle of a vineyard that got destroyed. So we said up to 16 amos, you're not allowed to plant there. So now the Mishnah tells you, the first 4 amos next to the vineyard, you're not allowed to plant like any other vineyard. And it's also Mekadosh, it becomes Asur, Midaraisa, it's Esur Kilayim. But more than 4 amos, even though we said you're not allowed to plant the entire 16 amos in the space that you have open in the middle of the vineyard, but only 4 amos to each side are Asur Mekadosh. The middle part is Asur, Be'edu Mekadosh, it's not, doesn't make the things that grow kilayim. So that's what's called moisar churban hakerem, meaning the extra of churban hakerem. The 4 amos is also always. When we have extra isur in churban hakerem with karachas hakerem, which brings you to 16 amos in between, whatever is extra is also mitzvah b'kadosh. Moisar machol hakerem. Machol hakerem means when you have a vineyard between a vineyard and a fence. So we said that it makes it also for 12 amos. Only the first 4 amos also the rice of the rest is Isur D'Rabbanan and is not Mekadosh, doesn't make it Isur of Kilayim. So that's called Moisar Mochol HaKerem, the extra Mochol HaKerem over 4 amos. Moisar Piski Aris, that's the previous Mishnah. We're talking about Piski Aris. Aris is when you have a row of vines in front of a fence and the middle vine got destroyed, so that the middle space becomes Asur. So as Gemara is going to explain us, 6 tefachim next to the vine is also the raisa. The rest, which is also is only the abanon, so it's also made of a kajat, the moisar piskiar is the extra over 6 tefachim, which Rabbanon made it also. Moisar of ephirius, also what we learned recently. That you have ephirius, you have these reeds where you put the vines to grow on top of them. So in the area which the vines did not reach, Rabbanon said you now a little plant beneath it. It's also made of a kajat, it doesn't become kilayim. Aval tachasakefen, underneath a vine, meaning where the gefen is besakech, is above the seeds. The avoidas a gefen, in the area next to the vine, 6 tefachim with a regular vine. The arba amos shebekerem, the 4 amos which are next to the vineyard, harelu mekachi, that's also deraisel, it becomes kilayim completely. The Gemara is speaking about a dry vine, which we said is osur. So Amar Blazer, halacha, this halacha, they're mayor, it's just remeir. The remeir said that semer gefen, cotton is osur, because it looks bad. Also, a dry vine is also. Says the word, Nicho Besituvo. That's good in the winter where all the trees don't have leaves. So you say a dry vine looks exactly like everyone else. Nobody knows the difference. This is dry, this is not. It's oyster. afilu bekaito, but also in the summer. The summer, all the trees have leaves. So you see that the dry wood is different than anything else. Why is it still oyser? Says the Gemara with base, is astri dematre tarfeyot afilu bekaito. There are locations where the leaves fall even in the summer, and that's where we oyser a dry vine always. Says the Gemara, blazer b'tzol koyber bishvoi, that al gabea get for the top of a vine, it's also. The Gemara explains, what are we talking about? Referring to when a person sinks a branch into the ground. We said you have to have three tefachim above it, you're not allowed to plant. But if you do plant there, it's also veda mekadosh. That's what the Mishnah refers to al gabei gefen. Rabbi Barchia b'shem of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, he explains, la'avir asora hi batriso. We're referring to sikuch, when you have zroim that have leaves above the grape. So the tent fachim, they are asur veda mekadosh. Says the Baba B'yoso, avirat savi, we used to think, kerem yesh la'avir, if you have a vineyard, so then the plants above it are asur because of the air, because in a vineyard you have air, meaning there's space in between, which is asur. So the space in the air above it is asur. Kefir echidis ein la'avir. I would think in a single grape, single vine, doesn't really have air. So also above it is not a problem of sikuch. But we just said now, la'avir asoyim, but these are the Arbish is talking about. They have the leaves of the seeds growing above the vine. Hadomer, this teaches you, afilu gefen yechidis yesh la'avir. That even a single vine has air on top of it, which may be said osur. Continues the Gemara, it says, elu asuri v'loy bekachim. They're following is a list, which is Asur, Nabekadish, the entire list, that it's only Derabon and Abderaisa. So the Gemara goes through the list. Moisa Mochel HaKerem Arba Abis. Moisa Mochel HaKerem refers to whatever is more than four Abis, as we explained in the Mishnah. The first four Abis also like any other vineyard. But the extra area after that is only Derabon. Moisa Churban HaKerem, referring to Karachas HaKerem, the bald spot in the middle of a vineyard, is also Arba Abis, also whatever is more than that, is the Moisa, it's only Derabon. Moisa Piski Aris, again, what we're talking about, when you have an Aris, vines next to a fence, and one of them in the middle is gone, so the extra area is also only there above. What's extra? Shisha Tvach, whatever's more than six Tvach. Moisa Afifirios, again, what's Moisa Afifirios? You have reeds that are there for the vines to grow, and the vines may come and grow on these reeds, so it's also only with there above. When? Shisha Tvachim, which is more than six Tvachim. Six Tvachim is also next to the vine, like any other vine. But more than that, it's also only there about it. Says the Gemara Ben Asai Mayu, the in-between. What about in-between? What we're referring to? So here we have David Pirushim. Just mentioned that the Shita Sarash, the way the Chazon Ish explains it, is Ben Asai Mayu is referring to between the trees of the Aris. Aris are vines next to the fence. So we referred to before when you have a middle one that's gone. So that area, we're talking about that. But what about between the trees themselves? Reb Chai brings you a different shot. And he says, we're not talking about the Aris anymore. So how do we get to this part of the Gemara? Because the Gemara is referred to, we had a whole list in the Mishnah of things which are Asur Veinu Mekadosh. It's Asur, but doesn't become Isur D'oraisa. Says the Gemara now, what about things that are not included in the list? There's some things the Mishnah did not mention. What is it? We said, we learned that a kerem gadol, a large vineyard, so any 16 abo in between becomes asur. Is this 16 abo asur deraisa, or referred to it, or at least we treat it asur deraisa, and it's asur mekadosh, it's asur kilai become asur? Or only four abos is, and the rest is not? The Mishnah did not mention. So what do we speak about? What do we say about that? So the Gemara says it's a machlekes. Habirkele obar asur mekadosh. Rishim Lakish Omar also made a Mekadesh. Bechir hold is also Mekadesh. Everything becomes Asur, and you and whatever grows there is Kilayim. And Rishlakish says it's Asur Ve'eder Mekadesh. And according to the Rash, it refers to what grows in between the Aris, between the trees of the Aris. Say only six Svakim is also Mekadesh, and not more. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Samech Beis.